Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Που διψά. Ας ήταν ένα πνιγό σαν μια σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που διψά. Βραχίκια στους καταβλισμούς χορεύουν τα παιδιά. Στάζει ο Θεός στις προσευχές, στον τέφι, στις καρδιές, τα πόδια τα γυμνά. Ας ήταν ένα πνιγό σαν μια σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που διψά. Ας ήταν ένα πνιγό σαν μια σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που διψά. Ήρθες βροχή μου κι άλλαξε το δρόμο και το νου, και βούλιαξε το βήμα μου ποτάμι. Κι άθελα μου με τραβάς αλλού. Ας ήταν ένα πνιγό σαν μια σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που διψά. Ας ήταν ένα πνιγό σαν μια σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που διψά. Σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που διψά. Ας ήταν ένα πνιγό σαν μια σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που διψά. Ας ήταν ένα πνιγό σαν μια σταγόνα μέσα στα χείλια σου εγώ. Βοροχή μου σκέπασε αυτή τη γωνιά, τούτο το σώμα που ψά.
That was Christos Thivaos kicking off this week's edition of Dialogos Radio with one of his most well-known songs titled Anthupoli. This is Dialogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program which is heard on 9 radio stations across 4 continents in the United States, Greece, Australia, South Africa, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and I will be here with you for the next hour playing for you some wonderful Greek music, just like the first song that we heard today. Before that though, on this week's Dialogos interview series, we will hear an interview with an extremely notable Greek-American writer and filmmaker who has also made a name for himself in the world of shipping. Today we will be interviewing Ilias Koulikoundis, who is the author of such books as The Amorgos Conspiracy, and who will speak to us about his life and growing up living between three countries and three cultures. He will also speak with us about his books and the films that he has produced, about his career in the world of shipping, and he will also share with us his insights on the current political and economic situation in Greece. And after today's interview, we will have more announcements coming up about our program, which you will not want to miss. Coming up right now, though, is this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series and our interview with Ilias Koulikoundis here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is the renowned Greek-American author and filmmaker Ilias Koulikoundis. And Ilias, Happy New Year, and thank you for joining us today on our broadcast.
Thank you, Michael, and the very same to you, too.
You've described yourself as a hybrid, much like your writing, as a result of growing up between three different worlds, if you will, those representing your Greek ancestry, your birth in Great Britain, and your American upbringing. So tell us about this hybrid upbringing.
It's very difficult when you start. When you start, you don't actually know a lot of what's happening to you. I was born in London, and I came to Greece when I was about 6 months old. And the first language I spoke was Greek. And I've spoken in Syros, of the island of Syros. And my family have told me that I spoke with the heavy accent of the Syros waterfront. A few months later, I moved to the United States. And suddenly, I met my English nanny, who didn't speak any Greek at all, waterfront or not, or no, she didn't know any Greek. And I had to speak to her, so I had to learn English pretty fast. So while those events were happening, it wasn't exactly a walk on the beach. And the difficulties continued throughout my early life, because things that people took for granted in one culture were unintelligible to people in the other. And I had to live with both sets of people. So that was the challenge. What happened after that is that it's become a terrific advantage. So I think the lesson is if you live long enough, it comes right.
You wrote your first book when you were just 28 years old. The title of the book is The Feasts of Memory, and it's a narrative journey to the island of your family's roots, from what I understand, the island of Kassos. It's an island that is known for its strong tradition in shipping, and the book is based on a true story that comes from your family's past, and it was also converted later on into a play, from what I understand. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, one of the stories was I turned into a play called Three Brides for Kassos. The book actually is now about to go into its fourth edition. It's becoming an ebook, and that's enabled me to, in a way, relive the writing of the book, and I've added material to it. It was a book that I had to write because of what I just told you about growing up in one culture and knowing about another culture. I used to hear stories about casos all the time. When everybody got together, they told stories about casos. Half of the people had never been to Casas, but they were authorities about it. And I decided that I was going to go. And I got my uncle, George, who is a major character in the book, to come with me. And we went to the island of Casas. And the book describes that journey, which is not only a physical journey, going to the island, going to Crete first, staying up until 4 in the morning, taking the early boat from Agios Nikolaos, seeing Casas appear as just kind of a little drawing on the horizon and have it suddenly materialize. That physical journey is part of the book. But while we go on that journey, we tell stories that I had heard throughout my childhood. And that's why I call it the Feasts of Memory, which is because we celebrate our memory.
More recently, you wrote a book which was very well received, titled The Amorgos Conspiracy, and this book is also based on a true story and on real-life events from your past. And without giving out too much of the book, tell us about The Amorgos Conspiracy.
I think it's the next chapter in my writing life. In the Feast of Memory, I tell stories that I heard about other people, other people's adventures. And at one time, I called it an autobiography of everything that did not happen to me. The Amorgos Conspiracy is something that did happen to me, in which I was not only the narrator of the book, but before I could do that, I was the actor who made it happen. And it was the escape of a political prisoner from the island of Amorgos in 1960. It had lots of ins and outs because it was not a simple matter. And it had significance wider than just my own personal connection to it. The prisoner was my then father-in-law. But as I say, the wider connection was that we were trying to, or I was trying to, seems pretty audacious to say, but I was trying to overthrow the junta. And the way I thought I could do it was to help my then father-in-law, who was a moderate center-left politician. If I could get him out of the country, he could join with other politicians outside of Greece to form a government of national unity, and that could then induce some support from Western Europe and from the United States to push the colonels out. And we had a very good chance of doing it. Didn't happen because, what a surprise, the politicians couldn't agree. And so all the effort of staging the rescue didn't bring that result. The result it did bring was that it produced a lot of publicity and helped to get European nations to oppose the colonels in a substantive way. And the colonels, as a result, resigned from the Council of Europe. They knew they were going to be expelled, so they resigned. And that was the first victory of the Greek resistance.
And of course, aside from your writing, you have been involved in the production of various documentaries over the years, including the documentary that is based on the Amorgos Conspiracy. Share a few words with us about your involvement in the world of documentary filmmaking.
Well, the first documentary film I made was about the Cyprus War of 1974. During the era of the colonels, it was a mantra that people were always saying, Elisis tha vgi apo ten Kipro, the solution will come from Cyprus. And I didn't know what that meant, but eventually it became clear whether that this was a kind of an oracular insight that people had without even knowing why. But in fact, the solution, if you want to call it that, came from Cyprus. It was a solution for the Greek problem. It brought tremendous problems to Cyprus, of course. And the cost of that solution was 6,000 Cypriot dead. And since I had been already attuned to the Cypriot question, I'd first gone to Cyprus when I was looking for a boat to rescue Milonas from Amorgos. That was in 1969, and I became acquainted with Cypriot politicians, I will say, of the center and left more than of the right. That was the first film that I made, and it was, I think, unobjective objective account of how the crisis happened. And the reason I know it was objective was that no partisan approved of it. Nobody liked it who had a particular axe to grind. But I told it the way I saw it. And one thing I saw that I think was the most controversial was that I stressed that the Greek junta had brought this about. And that's something that we don't like to remember. We like to remember how brutal the Turks were and whether we might think that the great powers didn't do enough to prevent it, but actually we Greeks started it. And that's something I think we need to acknowledge so that we don't do it again.
More broadly, you've been involved in a number of acts of political resistance throughout your life. You've already mentioned some of them during the interview. From what I understand, you once even served as a counselor to draft resistors during the Vietnam War. Tell us about your history, if you will, of being involved in these rather sensitive political issues.
I don't know that I can explain how it happened. You're right. My first political act, I'd been aware of it as a political act, was to counsel draft resistors in the United States. I was of a draftable age, theoretically. I was between the Korean and the Vietnam Wars. But I did face the question, what would I do if I was drafted? And that led me to the conclusion that I would not serve. I felt the war was unjust, it was unnecessary, and it was not anything that I wished to give my life for. And that's something that, by the way, there are a lot of illustrious people who may have felt the way I did, but who deny it now because they don't want to let that be known. Secretary of State of the United States John Kerry is one of them. If you see his testimony or his appearance before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he was a Vietnam vet. And he was the head of Veterans Against the War. And I think that's a distinguished record, which the secretary now keeps very quiet. That's another example of where I think we have to acknowledge our mistakes. We have to acknowledge what our nations have done wrong. And the U.S. did wrong in Vietnam. And I believed it at the time. When a lot of my friends, a lot of my classmates were, some of them in the State Department, some connected to the government in some way. And I remember we had a Vietnam study group that met once a month. And I used to go down to Washington and talk to them. Nobody there came out and said, well, we are doing wrong here. But I felt that was the case. And I thought what I could do is help young people who wanted to find a way that was different, to find that way. So I counseled people, and I didn't say you must not serve, but I talked to them about what they actually wanted to do, and that was what you're referring to.
What is your take on the political situation in Greece today and the opposition that also exists within Greek society to the policies that are currently being pursued by the Greek government and also by the Troika?
Well, I think it's another opportunity for people to do and act according to what they really believe, not because it's respectable and not because it's in the interests of people to make us accept what is going on. I think the government needs to prove that it is a representative government of the Greek people. And having 3 or 4 votes majority in parliament doesn't do that. The government needs to convince us, the Greek people, that it's really serving us. I had a discussion with somebody recently, and he was explaining what the government is doing, specifically what the prime minister is doing. And I rather acerbically, as is often my way, asked the question, what is the name of the country that the prime minister represents? And there was an embarrassed silence. But what I meant was, in what way is the prime minister and in what way is the government serving the interests of the Greek people, not foreign powers? We in Greece have the problem, and we've had it ever since we've been around, that we serve the interests of foreign people quite often, even when we think we are being patriotic. Because foreign people can be very clever in how they present things to us. 1922, the disaster of Asia Minor, the defeat of the Greek army. Again, that's another issue where we like to say how barbaric the Turks were, how they burned down Smyrna. What we don't say is that we Greeks started it. We started it by invading Anatolia. And why did we do that? Because Great Britain encouraged us to do that. Now, we're coming up against another circumstance where people and governments who are not Greek are urging us to do things. And we have to decide, are those things in our interests, in the interests of Greek people, or not?
We are on the air with the renowned Greek-American author and filmmaker Ilias Koulikoundis here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series. Ilias, you come from a renowned Greek shipping family, but you did not get involved in the shipping business until later on in life. What brought you back into the family business, to your family's roots, if you will, and how did working in shipping actually end up helping you as a writer?
Very interesting question. I think the last point that you've made is the clue. I went into shipping because I knew that I would never be much of a writer if I didn't understand my heritage. And I had grown up in a shipping family, but growing up in a shipping family doesn't teach you anything about shipping. There's a quote that I'm very fond of by André Malraux, and that is that a heritage cannot be acquired. It must be conquered. And I remember at the time there were other writers who wanted to write about Greek shipping. Greek shipping was always a fascinating and fashionable. And people assumed that I knew a lot about it, so they wanted me to write about it. But I knew that I couldn't write about it unless I had lived it. And by the way, I also needed to make money at the time. That's not as casual an add-on as you might think. So I had a real motive. My wife wanted to have a baby. And when I first worked in my family's office, I got a salary, if you want to call it that, of less than what the secretary was making, which was okay. She was given a lot to do. People didn't really know what to do with me. So I won't go on much about this because this is the subject of my third book, Bold Coasts, which is, I hope, going to be published this year.
And in closing the interview here, where can we find more information about you and all of your work and your current projects as well?
You could go to my website, which is www.eliaskoulikoundis.com, and Elias is spelled E-L-I-A-S. Koulikoundis is spelled KoulikoundisKoundis.com. And there you will find information about my books. You will also be able to find my two ebooks, both The Amorgos Conspiracy and The Feasts of Memory. I'm particularly fond of the e-edition of The Feasts of Memory because it's given me a chance to look back a little bit. And I think my preface says that I was 29 when I finished this book, and I'm over 70 today. So I think the book deserves some short introduction. And I give an introduction telling a little bit about how I came to write the book. And as I think I said, it was a way to join my life together, taking a Greek subject and writing it in English, which was the way at the time that I found to join my life together. And you'll see all that on the website. Also, the Cyprus documentary. And when my next book is ready, it'll be on that also.
And we look forward to seeing your next book and also the ebook editions of your past writings. And at this point, Ilias, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series. And best of luck with all of your continued endeavors.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just heard this week's edition of the Diálogos Interview Series and our interview with Greek-American author and filmmaker Ilias Koulikoundis here on Diálogos Radio. As always, the podcast of this interview, along with all of our other interviews, will be available online on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and also in iTunes, TuneIn.com, in our apps for Android devices, Amazon Kindle devices, and BlackBerry phones, through our apps for Google Chrome, and through the Swell Radio app for iPhones and iPads, the Nobex Radio app for BlackBerry devices, and the Windows Marketplace for Windows phones and for the Windows 8 operating system. We'll get back to some music now here on Diálogos Radio, and we'll be back with more in just a few moments. Keep it locked in.
παλιό ρολόι του μικρού σταθμού. Στάθηκε στην ώρα τ' αποχωρισμού. Είχε βασιλέψει και με φυλαγές. Κοίταζε στα τρένα και δεν μιλάγε. Χάθηκες μέσα στα πόβρατο, μέσα στην πόρα τον καπνό και τη νυχτιά. Και έγινε το Σαββατόβραδο ένα λουλούδι πεταμένο στη φωτιά. Χάθηκες μέσα στα πόβρατο, μέσα στην πόρα τον καπνό και τη νυχτιά. Σαββατόβραδο ένα λουλούδι πεταμένο στη φωτιά. Στο παλιό μας σπίτι κάθε δειλινό βγαίνω στο κατώφλι και σε καρτερό. Και περνούν τα τρένα και σφυρίζουνε, μα τα χελιδόνια δεν γυρίζουνε. Χάθηκες μέσα στα πόβρατο, μέσα στην πόρα τον καπνό και τη νυχτιά. Και έγινε το Σαββατόβραδο ένα λουλούδι πεταμένο στη φωτιά. Χάθηκες μέσα στα πόβρατο, μέσα στην πόρα τον καπνό και τη νυχτιά. Και έγινε το Σαββατόβραδο ένα λουλούδι πεταμένο στη φωτιά.
Αλλοτινές μου εποχές, αλλοτινή μου χρόνη, ερωτικές μου συντροφιές, ερωτική μου φωνή. Αχ και να ερχόσαστε ξανά αυτά τα τρία δίληνα που είναι η καρδιά μου μόνη. Τώρα που σου ρουφώνει αλλοτινές μου εποχές, αλλοτινή μου χρόνη. Αγαπημένες μου φωνές, αγαπημένα χείλη, ονειρεμένες μου στιγμές, σ' ονειρεμένο δίλη. αχ και να φέρνατε ξανά στην ορφανή μου την καρδιά μηνύματα τα φρύλη της μοναξιάς μου φίλη. Αγαπημένες μου φωνές, αγαπημένα χείλη.
Σ' αγαπώ. Τι μια σαν άνεμος τους δρόμους πιάνω, την άλλη αγιάτρευτα σαν να ζητώ. Κλαίνε τη νύχτα τα πουλιά, κλαίω κι εγώ μαζί τους. Αγόρι μου άνοιξε φτερά να κάτσω στην κορφή τους. Αγόρι μου άνοιξε φτερά να κάτσω στην κορφή τους. Με δάκρυ με έπνιξες πώς να γελάσω και το φιλί πώς θέλεις να χαρώ. Μακριά από σένα ναι τον μου χάνω, μακριά από σένα ναι δεν τραγουδώ. Τη νύχτα τα πουλιά, κλαίω κι εγώ μαζί τους. Αγόρι μου άνοιξε φτερά να κάτσω στην κορφή τους. Αγόρι μου άνοιξε φτερά να κάτσω στην κορφή τους.
Διάλογος Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. We just wrapped up a musical trip back through time here on Diálogos Radio, where we just heard Erena Kumioti wrapping up that set of songs with Klene ti nikta ta pouia. Before that, we heard Steos Kazantzidis with one of his many classics, Alitines mou epoches, and that set of music began with Marinela singing To paio roloi. Last week on our program, we announced the official launch of our new collaboration with Porretes Magazine, a Greek-American magazine which is opening doors to the worldwide Greek community. We will soon be launching new features on our broadcasts where we will be presenting content with positive news stories about Greek culture, music, gastronomy, tourism, fashion, and more that will be provided to us by the Porretes Magazine editorial staff. These features will likely be starting 2 weeks from today on our broadcasts. Stay tuned as we will have more details in upcoming broadcasts and also on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and on Facebook and Twitter as well. We'll take another musical break now and we'll return in just a few moments here on Diálogos Radio.
θα ξαναζω. Της αγάπης το μαχαίρι με κόψε βαθιά, με πλήγωσε βαριά. Δικό σου ήτανε το χέρι, δική σου η μαχαίρια. Κι ήμουνα παιδί μικρό, σαν νερό, καθαρό, δροσερό, μια πήγη για να πιεις τα φιλιά, να γεύτης, να γιατρεύτης. Κι ήμουνα παιδί μικρό, σαν νερό, καθαρό, δροσερό, μια βροχή να πληθείς ουρανούς, της ψυχής να ονειρευτείς. Λόγια του καημού να ορκιστείς. Δεν ήταν τυχερό χαρά κι εγώ να βρω. Της αγάπης το φεγγάρι ρίχνει τα χαρτιά, πληρώνει χωρισμό. Δικό σου ήτανε το ζάρι κι ο άσος ο καρό. Ήμουνα παιδί μικρό, σαν νερό, καθαρό, δροσερό, μια πήγη για να πιεις τα φιλιά, να γεύτης, να γιατρεύτης. Ήμουνα παιδί μικρό, σαν νερό, καθαρό, δροσερό, μια βροχή να πληθείς ουρανούς, της ψυχής να ονειρευτείς. Λόγια του καημού να ορκιστείς. Ένα παιδί μικρό, σαν νερό, καθαρό, δροσερό, μια βροχή να πληθείς ουρανούς, της ψυχής να ονειρευτείς. Λόγια του καημού να ορκιστείς. Λόγια του καημού να ορκιστείς. Λόγια του καημού να ορκιστείς.
Προσπάθησα με λόγια να σε πείσω, μα εσύ δεν βρήκες δρόμο για το γυρισμό. Γιατί ονειρεύεσαι να αρχίσεις κάτι άλλο, κι εγώ εμπόδιο ποτέ δεν θα σταθώ. Αυτό που ζήσαμε θεώρησα μεγάλο, αυτό που ζήσαμε θεώρησες μικρό. Καλή σου τύχη και θα σε σκέφτομαι σαν κάτι μακρινό, σαν κάτι που έριξε ο αέρος στο κενό. Καλή σου τύχη στο καινούριο παραμύθι. Καλή σου τύχη. Να ξέρεις κατά βάθος έχεις λάθος, κι η τελευταία μου κουβέντα είναι αυτή. Ξέρω τα όνειρα σε γέμισαν με άγχος. Μα αν είναι αυτή η απόφασή σου τελική, καλή σου τύχη. Και θα σε σκέφτομαι σαν κάτι μακρινό, σαν κάτι που έριξε ο αέρας στο κενό. Καλή σου τύχη στο καινούριο παραμύθι, καλή σου τύχη.
Θησαυρός της γης είναι αυτό που εμείς έχουμε, Κατερίνα. Είναι που σ' αγαπώ, είναι που μ' αγαπάς. Είναι που οι χορδές παίζουνε στη ψυχή σαν δυο μαντολίνα και τραγουδούν στο τέμπο της καρδιάς. Μόνο αγάπη χρειάζεται η ζωή μας, όλα τα χρόνια που θα είμαστε μαζί. Μόνο αγάπη χρειάζεται η ζωή μας, γιατί είναι μικρή. Εμείς μονάχα εμείς κρατάμε στη ζωή τη μοίρα μας στα χέρια. Δέθηκαμε σφιχτά στο χρόνο που περνά, και η αγάπη αυτή θα είναι φωτεινή σαν του ουρανού τα αστέρια που φτάνουνε μαζί κάθε βραδιά.
Μόνο αγάπη χρειάζεται η ζωή, όλα τα χρόνια που θα είμαστε μαζί. Μόνο αγάπη χρειάζεται η ζωή μας, γιατί είναι μικρή. Τα χρόνια που θα είμαστε μαζί, μόνο αγάπη χρειάζεται η ζωή μας, γιατί είναι μικρή.
Take the Alagos Radio on the go with you with the new the Alagos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Alagos Radio and the Alagos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. Yannis Barrios just wrapped up That's It of Music with one of his emblematic songs, Mono Agapi. Prior to that, we heard Aretika Timé singing Kali Tihi, and that set of songs began with Manolis Didakis with Megalo Paramithi. Earlier on today's broadcast, we heard a rather interesting interview with the Greek-American writer and filmmaker Ilias Koulikoundis of the famous Koulikoundis shipping family. And if you missed today's interview, or if you would like to hear it again, the podcast of the interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and also in iTunes, TuneIn.com, on the official Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, our apps for Google Chrome, the Swell Radio app for iPhones and iPads, and the Windows Marketplace for Windows 8 and for Windows phones. We'll get into our final set of music for today, and we'll be back in just a few moments with an announcement about some of the great interviews and features that are in store on the upcoming broadcasts of Dialogos Radio.
Σε προσκάλεσα στην αγάπη σαν πρώτα. Μα προτίμησες να χαθείς μες στα φώτα. Στα προσχήματα και στους φόβους σου τρέχεις να κρύφτεις. Όσα έταξες και τα πέταξες πρέπει να σκεφτείς. Σε προσκάλεσα στην αγάπη σαν πρώτα.
Ετοιμάζω ταξίδι μοναχά για πάρτι σου στα μεγάλα νησιά του μυαλού και του χάρτη σου. Ετοιμάζω ταξίδι μοναχά για πάρτι σου στα μεγάλα νησιά του μυαλού και του χάρτη σου.
Κι αν σκορπίσαμε και ψαχνόμαστε τώρα, κι αν αφήσαμε να μας φύγει η ώρα, όσα είπαμε και δεν γίνανε θέλουν προσοχή. Αν θελήσουμε θα γυρίσουμε πάλι στην αρχή. Κι αν σκορπίσαμε και ψαχνόμαστε τώρα.
Ετοιμάζω ταξίδι μοναχά για πάρτι σου στα μεγάλα νησιά του μυαλού και του χάρτη σου. Ετοιμάζω ταξίδι μοναχά για πάρτι σου στα μεγάλα νησιά του μυαλού και του χάρτη σου. Ετοιμάζω ταξίδι μοναχά για πάρτι σου στα μεγάλα νησιά του μυαλού και του χάρτη σου.
Να σαν τα μόνα τυχαία, να σε ρωτήσω τώρα πώς περνάς, αν η ζωή σου είναι πιο ωραία τώρα που με έναν άλλον γυρνάς, τώρα που με έναν άλλον γυρνάς. Είμαι τρελός που ακόμα σ' αγαπώ και μια ζωή για χάρη σου σκορπάω χωρίς να ακούσω ένα ευχαριστώ, χωρίς να ακούσω ένα ευχαριστώ. Ήθελα να σε κοίταζα στα μάτια, μήπως και δω του άλλου τη μορφή, να πάρω της καρδιάς μου τα κομμάτια, αλλιώς όπως δεν έχει επιστροφή, να νιώσω πως δεν έχει επιστροφή. Είμαι τρελός που ακόμα σ' αγαπώ και μια ζωή για χάρη σου σκορπάω χωρίς να ακούσω ένα ευχαριστώ, χωρίς να ακούσω ένα ευχαριστώ.
Μου η τόπη
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/Diálogos Media and at twitter.com/Diálogos Media. Haris Alexiou closed out that set of music with a beautiful piece, Idiki Maskseni, here on Diálogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program that is heard on 9 radio stations in 4 continents. Prior to that, we heard Yorgos Dalaras with Ithalan Nasiandamona, and we kicked off that set of songs with Eleni Dimou singing Etimazo Taxidi. Today's broadcast of Diálogos Radio is just about ready to come to a close, but coming up most likely on next week's program is the interview which we were originally going to air on today's broadcast, featuring the renowned economist and the General Secretary of Greece's National Popular Front, also known as EPAM, Dimitris Kazakis, who will share many insights into the current economic situation in Greece, and who will offer us a detailed set of proposals as to how Greece can emerge from the economic crisis. And coming up on our broadcasts in the near future, we will also be featuring interviews with such personalities as Paul Ioannidis, who is the honorary vice president of the Onassis Foundation, with Brown University professor and author Mark Blythe, who will talk with us about the failures of economic austerity policies on a historical basis, wherever they have been implemented. We will air a special feature in a set of interviews with a group of Greek and American professors and students who participated in a unique study abroad program that was organized in Greece recently, and we will also most likely be featuring some special musical guests on one of our upcoming broadcasts as well. All of this, plus the launch of our new collaboration with Porotes Magazine, and new written features that we are also currently working on, are coming your way soon here on Diálogos Radio and on dialogosmedia.org. We will close out today's broadcast with one final song featuring two great female voices, Dimitra Galani and Tania Tsanaklidou, singing Thas Agapo. We will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place, and from all of us here at Diálogos Radio, have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to joining you once again next week.
Να ξεχαστεί θα σ' αγαπώ. Ώσπου στα μάτια σου να δω φωτιές, ώσπου κι εσύ σαν κεραβανός δάκες, ώσπου να πάψει η ανατολή θα σ' αγαπώ και πάλι πιο πολύ θα σ' αγαπώ. Θα σ' αγαπώ όσο κανείς δεν αγαπάει. Θα σ' αγαπώ με μια αγάπη που ο νους σου δεν χωράει. Θα σ' αγαπώ. Ως που η γη να μη γυρίζει πια, ως που το φως να γίνει σκοτεινό, ώσπου κι αυτός ο ήλιος να σβηστεί, ώσπου ο χρόνος πια να ξεχαστεί, θα σ' αγαπώ. Από εκεί
φτάνει αντοχή. Θα σ' αγαπώ και πάλι απ' την αρχή, μέχρι το θάνατο και πιο μακριά. Μέχρι να πεις δεν θέλω δωράκια. Θα σ' αγαπώ